Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Jersey Shore. Tonight's host is Kevin K-Wow Undergaro. Joining Kevin will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Phil the Thrill Svitek, Chelsea C-Pop Cannell, back from spring break, Roxy Rookie Stryer, special correspondent Mari Fagel, and making a return for season three, just in time to throw a wet blanket on the finale, is Ian Kaiser-Soze. Newbie Elise L.D. Donahue will also chime in on the discussion, and Roxy will teach Elise how to raise her daughters to be party champions with multiple stomach pumpings. And in this week's special segment, Christina Cartwright will give us the dirt on Vinny as a college roommate. If you'd like to get in on the insanity, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, the demented ringmaster himself, Kevin K-Wow Undergaro.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Sir Richard Wentworth, once again for an amazing opening. And yes, we are here with the wet blanket himself, Ian Kaiser-Soze, after a lengthy absence. Well, we haven't seen you in a season.
What can I ruin for you tonight? What, bring up something?
Don't, please.
I'll crap all over.
We're going to be just fine. How about we get the mic where it needs to be? Okay, good man. All right,
Tilt it. Ian doesn't get the AfterBuzz memos.
But look what I gave you, Ian. I mean, you are bookended, a couple of brunette hotties.
This is where you want to be. This is excellent.
But yeah. Also, what I like about Phil and what I love about this dichotomy is we've got the wet blanket, fine, whatever. He's always been the thorn in Jersey, in AfterBuzz Jersey Shore edition side. Correct? Yeah. Right? He's always been our thorn. It's, remember your quote, they should change the name of the show to The Insane Shore. Personally offended, writing all the groups, right? Phil.
I think we get more hate mail because of Ian just for AfterBuzz. I think we really have to start replaying the views of the host are not the views of AfterBuzz, because your views have gotten us in a lot of trouble with the public.
Always. Yeah. What is this show? What are these people doing? How unethical, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, but we've got him paired with, and I'm going to let you respond. Don't worry. Oh, I'm sure. I can't wait to hear what you have, MSNBC, what you have to say.
I feel like I'm on crossfire.
Us.
I'm taking counterpoints.
Yeah. No, have it ready. Oh, we're ready. We're ready. But look what you've got. You got Chelsea Cannell on one side. It's like we very straight, straight-laced girl, like great reporter, right on it like a bonnet. And then Roxy Rookie Stryer, back from spring break, our all-star. We haven't talked since you had your 14-year-old sister in here.
That is true.
And again, when Ian, I don't know if you know this, but the 3 weeks that I was banned from the show turned into the McNeil Lear report. It became such a serious breakdown of the show, and the drinking went away.
You talked about the cinematography.
Oh my goodness! And then I find out that her sister is here at 14 years old, and Roxy's taking her out to a club in the USC area. Right?
Yes, I did, and she got it.
And I'm like, and who missed this? I'm like, why weren't we doing shots with her? Like, I mean, that this was what we've always wanted to be.
She'll be back. Don't you worry.
But I love how, like I wanted to know the grooming process. Like, what do we need to, like, go through? Like, I don't know if I'm ever going to get a second chance at all this. You know, maybe, like, if this past lives. Like, I'm going to get another shot at coming back. But I want to do it right. I don't want to work on my spring breaks. I don't want to, like, work around a clock. I'm tired. It did nothing for me. Winning. Duh. Totally winning. No, Jersey Shore totally winning. You, 100% winning. Your little sister is obviously, I'm putting my money on her.
Winning.
She's 14 years
14.
Old.
Does not look it, by the way, at all. At all.
And yet, she's sitting, like, way out in the green room, Ian, and these guys are like, okay, so, yeah, I really feel it was interesting because I think the situation really needs to be more decent as a human being. But did you notice how they cut to camera 3 during that? Yeah, no, I thought, yeah, that's really, it was very, very interesting.
It went
someone
like that.
And I'm really, and I call in, and they cut me off. Can I mean, like... Yeah, no, but what am
speaking
I?
I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to Ian, who's the guy who's like, "Good, you got what you deserve." Please, Jesse, help me.
On the line, Mari, you there?
Oh, my little
yes,
Mari.
I'm here, guys.
Mari, we miss you.
Yes,
I miss you guys.
All right, Mari, what's up? Tell me, what have you heard so far?
I thought it was a great show. I'm excited to talk about it. I have a lot of opinions.
Interesting. Wait, Phil, we actually might be outnumbered.
Mm-hmm. We are outnumbered. Mari, were you here with us last week?
I was there last week, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm just going back to the point of we got a bomb from Mari where she revealed to us that she is not the nice girl that we thought she
was.
Oh,
that's right. Controversial
what
information.
Happened?
Well,
if you watched the show and actually did your homework, which I guess that's not Roxy's
homework.
No.
Roxy's homework
was
to go and do shots at Cabo. But, you know, we had other correspondents call in during their spring breaks.
Plead the fifth.
Spring break doesn't exist in the real world, and so I don't have a spring break.
But Mari,
yeah, I'd like one of those too.
Okay, wait, you never did.
Year.
You ever have one?
Oh, I had one. I just want it back.
Oh, you want it back? Okay,
yeah.
That's good. Me and Phil never had one. Well, we had one. We talked about it last week. We had our one last year.
But that was. I love how we had two spring break. I had two spring breaks. I had my official school spring break, and that we wanted to work on the movie, and so instead of doing that one, they decided to take me out of school for a week so we can have a spring break and have a party.
You know what? This summer we're going to the shore, and that will be considered
our
break.
You're putting together a family trip. We said it tonight. The shore's amazing. The shore store's amazing. I want it all. Ian, I want you to set this up for us.
And we're going to rent out the house.
I will 100% be there. I totally think that's a wonderful idea. Let's all go to the shore this summer.
Mari, will you take shots?
I'm going to go on a limb right now. This whole room here, all my posers, you know who's going to be there? Mari.
Me.
Mari will be there. I'm going to tell you Mari's going
to
be there.
Where am I going to be? I have nothing better to do than to drink.
So you say. So
BBD,
you say.
BBD, bigger, better deal.
I will say this about Mari. I will say this. Much like she came out here a couple weeks ago and was like, I'm ready to do shots, she will go out to the Jersey Shore, but as soon as she's there, she's going to be like, oh, my God.
She's going to be nervous. She's going to be nervous, but we're getting... No.
Whoa, wait.
Oh, Jesse, why? What did he say?
Like
wait a minute.
Drink that night. You
did. No,
like
no, no.
I wasn't
Jesse...
fun that night when I hosted the show.
No,
like
Phil.
I didn't drink.
No, Mari, you were down for the cause. No, I'm telling you, Mari's not going to be the problem.
She isn't.
Who's the problem, Jesse? Who's the problem?
Out of everybody here?
Let's go. Come on.
I don't think they have a problem.
This is the Jersey Shore after show. This is not the Glee after show. The goddamn American Idol show. All the other crap I see in this goddamn network where everyone's and everyone's like so friendly and happy.
I don't know. We tell the truth. We're not phonies. All right.
Tell me right now.
I'm just saying if we're to do this and we're to do it 100%.
Right.
If Ian isn't a drinker. I mean, I'm just saying.
He's killing us.
Ready to walk out of the studio. If you don't stand by me and say who was the MVP of last year's spring break,
you know what?
I will walk out the studio right now.
Thank you for being honest because that's what our show is, and none of the other shows on this goddamn forsaken whatever. We can't swear, right? So I can't.
No.
Anyway, whatever with the other shows on this network that get more respect than we do. But I'm going to say this. when we went on, thank you for being honest, because that's what we're about here. When we went to Cancun on spring break last year, we had our family dinner to end the trip the last night. Remember, Phil?
I do.
And we had superlatives. Everyone got the award. And unanimous MVP was, in fact, Ian Kaiser Sose, which, no, and honestly, I have never known him. And when, listen, I introduced you to the executive producer of Access Hollywood that time. Remember? I said, you know what, Rob Silverstein? I said, Rob, this is Ian Kaiser Sose. And let me tell you something. Ian is the only vegan who doesn't drink.
You're a vegan?
But yet. Yeah. Yes. And can still be an MVP of a spring break. I mean, Ian was going table to table, grabbing girls left and right, got a little nervous when we had the 19-year-olds knowing you had to get pulled out of the game for that. We went over that last week. But other than that, you were unbelievable, a complete MVP. But that's going to bring me to my other point we were talking about tonight as we were watching the show. What did I say about you? Closet whore.
Are you? Well, can you?
Absolutely, 100% closet whore.
I've been wanting to talk about this point. To Roxy's sister, who's 14.
Which is awesome!
Wait.
What?
But isn't that the same age when Roxy ran into her troubles with alcohol?
Trouble!
You had to bring it up.
I had to deflect for a moment.
Guys, well, he's gone to say something intellectual. Well, then.
All right.
That's trouble?
No, she had her stomach pumped.
But that's trouble?
What he's saying is that is not trouble.
Oh, my God. That's trouble? I'm sorry. That's the cornerstone of Jersey. Roxy, I am sorry. I am going to tell you right now on behalf of AfterBuzz Jersey Shore,
yeah.
I apologize. Believe me, from the bottom of my heart.
Hold on. Doesn't she? She's always giving me a hard time.
Wait a second.
Whoa.
That is the cornerstone of our show, is the fact that she had the
alcoholism courage
to go out on a limb at 14, drink herself into near death for the cause, have her stomach pumped. This is an all-star. I've said this from the beginning. If there's a Kobe Bryant of yes. AfterBuzz, it's Roxy. Ooh. This is an all-star.
Herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz.
Oh, really, Jesse? Thanks for that drop.
Coming from a Boston fan, calling me the Kobe Bryant of anything.
Well, who's the young prodigy? Then you're LeBron James.
Can I be the Rondo? Somebody cool.
Rondo, okay.
But just somebody cool.
You're Rondo.
You know?
But I mean, when I say Kobe Bryant, because he was 19 when he was lighting it up. And that's you. No, this is a rock star. This is somebody that did it right.
We messed up.
I know your deal.
We're about to swap stories.
I'm going to the West Coast to go to college. And then 2 days later, Ian's on a plane going home to his high school girlfriend. That's Ian. But let's throw Roxy under the bus. Like, that's a problem. That's a problem. That's a solution.
I don't know.
That's a solution.
I don't know if you've ever stood up for me like this.
Just like the Jersey Shore, we have our moments.
Okay.
We all have our moments here. It's fine, but at the end of the day, we're a family. You, my friend. Yeah, okay. You're the Angeline. Just like we saw tonight. Yeah. All right.
You just got called.
Everyone's going under the bus tonight.
Go.
Second of all,
rebuttal.
I see Phil smirking over there talking about, you know, that I don't know how to bring it. The only reason that it was brought on spring break was because Phil was in such desperate need of somebody to help him out.
No. Phil was working. We talked about this. First time in the game, a little round. Not like the rookie of the year. He was truly Rondo. Rondo's first year, Rondo was lost. He did nothing. And then the second year, he became Rondo. That was his rookie year.
Excuse me, guys. I do have a question. Are we ever going to talk about the show at any point, or are we just going to talk about our lives? Because I love talking about it.
Roxy, this is the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are the
Jersey Shore. Jesse, okay, so now I'll give this, like, blank that. I'll give Ian his due. When he goes away... He goes on these trips. He goes from group of girls to group of girls. He ropes them in. He's actually fantastic to travel with. But now, where I need to know, where are the problems?
Because
he's not the problem. So when we go to Jersey Shore in August, because I think we're going to do an AfterBuzz show, I see us doing it in July. I can't do it until after July. But I see us doing one in August. I think it's a great way to get us like fired up for the gang going to Rome. But, Jesse, you're in the booth. You're observing all this. You're really sensitive. You're really in tune to people. You tell me, where are the problems? We need to figure it out now. Because I'll tell you right now, Ian's going to be great at the bars at night. Ian has a way of getting along with everybody. And Ian's going to be planning the tour, the day tours. Like, let's not rule that out. Ian's going to be...
Water parks.
He's amazing. He's going to be like, and this is where Danny the T-Shirt Man was born. And he'll be fantastic at that. Where are other problems? Because you know what I'm telling you right now? We need to, like, make our group. Right. We need to make cuts. Like, we have to do this right.
If we have holes, they need to be filled now.
Now. But this one's talking like Miss USC. Like, we're going to see her.
All right, so
go, Jess.
I do want to stand up for my Mari, but I do understand that she told us an amazing story last week for the Real World. Blew everybody here out of the water.
Yep,
just made me see Mari in a whole new light.
What was the story?
Yeah, let's hear the story.
By the way, before we do, I have a request. There's so much yelling and going on that Jesse has decided to turn our mics up so we get like, can you turn us down? Too much yelling.
It's too much. Sorry, for your
it's my fault. It's my fault. I apologize.
I'm just, you know.
This is great, though. This is a first time here with you.
Right now, you see what it really is. No,
yeah, I want to hear. I want to hear
the Lear report. It's not Crossfire for crying. Oh my God!
I had no idea.
I want to hear the Chelsea story at the end of all this.
Oh, my story. The Chelsea story. There is a story.
Well, no, because the competition comes down to you and Mari. I know least about you, so I do need to know some partying experiences.
Nice, thank you, Jesse.
All right, so I got to just give it to you.
And by the way, let me update anyone who's just tuned in. We will break down the show. We're all like, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm personally on edge because this is the last episode. I know we're going to have their after show next week, but I'm a wreck. I'm an absolute wreck for the next, like Ronnie. I'm a wreck right now. I am an effing wreck, so just forgive me. Anyway, what I said to Ian is we need a family trip. We need to go to the shore. Yeah. We'll set up a booth at Karma. Ian, get in touch with the manager of that bar. Make it happen. We're going to do a broadcast from there. We're going to get ourselves all fired up for next season. So what we're doing is we're trying to make our cuts and see, like, how this can happen. Now,
so what's the roster, 8?
The roster's, it should be, what's at the shore?
8.
8, all right.
You know what, guys? Scoop's ankle's going to come in. I'm going to call Karma. I'm going to set up
Wait a second.
All of us.
More false. Here comes the false prophet. Once again, Mari.
Mari,
what's up? Mari, just quick question. What's up with Danny the T-shirt guy?
Did you not hear me? I said, I'm sorry I couldn't deliver on that, but there's no reason
Danny the T-shirt
why I can't
guy.
Get us a booth at Karma so that we can break down the show.
No.
I think that's a brilliant idea, and I'll tell you,
I have got a new secret weapon, Christina a la carte Cartwright, going out making stuff happen. Went and got an interview with Vinny's roommate from college, which we have recorded.
We have the photos here.
I'm telling you.
I'm excited.
And that's in our special segment later. And I'm telling you now, like, Mari, I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to move on.
Are we going to have some Ron and Sammy stuff going on here between you and Mari? What's happening?
Me and Mari, yeah, we are. We're hot and cold.
More like Vinny and Snooki, you know.
We're Vinny
Friends
and Snooki.
Friends with benefit. Gotcha.
All right, so wait. So let's go back. Jess, who's in, who's out?
So right now we're about to have a little story competition. Mari, I'm going to need you to tell everybody here on the Jersey Shore your story from your spring break down in Miami.
Quickly, please.
And then Chelsea, you're going to have to compete with this.
Let's test her.
All right, Mari, go ahead.
Okay, I'm just going to give a quick breakdown because you guys all heard it on Real World Vegas, but I was telling a story from my spring break of junior year in Miami where, long story short, I woke up the next morning alone on a boat that was docked. It was a yacht docked in someone's mansion in Miami on the water. Never been so hungover in my life. I had gone back with a guy. He left, and I was left on the boat by myself.
But you'd smushed.
She doesn't know.
No.
No.
Oh, what?
Whoa. Phil. Phil.
What? Whoa.
I was under the impression.
Stay calm. I'm good. Are you good? You straight? Ian, you straight?
Straight.
Bro. Are you listening, bro? You didn't smush? Bro. Are you serious?
Seriously?
Mari, you made it seem.
Bro.
You are a sneaky. What did Ronnie say about Sammy? Conniving? I don't want to say it. It's a little Mari.
Which?
Right.
Witch. So I guess that's what we are. I guess we are Ronnie and Sammy then, and we'll duke it out like that.
Okay. All right. So can we now give the floor to Chelsea?
Chelsea.
Give it to me. All right. So I'm going to throw a little curveball here. I'm going to throw this back to my first drinking experience, which happened with Mari's sister, Natasha, throwing a curveball here.
What?
Right. Oh, my God.
Drop it. Give me a drop.
I thought it was you. That's crazy.
Yep. The truth.
What's going on?
Wow. Yes, Natasha and I go back to 9 years old. So I've known Mari for a long time. Have not seen you in years.
What?
Oh, my God.
This is insane.
It's good stuff,
this
right?
This is insane.
So Natasha and
I noticed the name, and I was like, I wonder if that's Chelsea Carroll. But I wasn't sure if it was the same person. Yes. I have not seen you in at least 10 years. Now I'm even more embarrassed to be sharing my spring break stories with my my sister Natasha does not know.
That's okay. I won't tell her. I
love reunions, but I want to hear the story.
Your secret is my secret. So Natasha and I, we were about 13, possibly. Mari, I think you were asleep. And we got into a bottle of Jägermeister, not knowing it was used for shots. Drank the entire thing between the two of us. And we knew you were supposed to do something with salt, limes, lemons. So we used limes and garlic salt and pretty much vomited it all through our noses.
Okay, and how old were we at this time?
13, she said.
Around 12, 13.
Very impressive.
Roxy, you have a little competition right there.
I've got one if you want one, Jesse.
It was good times. You don't remember that, do you, Mari?
I definitely don't. I was eight years old. But now my sister Natasha is definitely cooler than me. We should probably have her call in on the show.
I am like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
After Buzz incest.
So that was probably
okay.
It is, right?
It's crazy.
All right. I held that one in.
Jesse,
just this moment.
Jess, come on, move us along. What else do you need to know? Who's coming on this trip? We have Alexandra too.
We do have Alex, but you know what? Alex has been so trashed the past few days. She couldn't even call in yesterday. She hasn't even called in today, so I'm pretty sure she's
missed the real world.
She's taking two spring breaks. She went from Dominican Republic to Miami.
You can't fault her for that.
I'll tell you right now, in the madness of my universe, that's an all-star.
Oh, that is down for the cause.
Love me, my Alexandra. She's in.
The good news is, I'll say this.
Under the grandfather clause, Alexandra's in. Done.
Well, why is Kevin getting a free pass, though? He's talking a big game about all these people.
Way to go.
Oh,
I want to know what Kevin's done in the past. What put you in this elite club?
Nothing, probably. That's
what's
sad.
And we can talk about spring break.
Tell me.
There was definitely some people partying, but there was others who were much more interested in shenanigans.
Oh, Ian, who sends out the emails? Who actually gets people together? Who actually... we would all be sitting... in not this room, not anywhere. We probably wouldn't even call each other.
Thank you, Thrill.
Not hang out.
Thank you, Thrill. Thank you, Thrill.
And but furthermore,
thank you. Yeah. Being a great organizer.
Okay, wait.
Furthermore,
Let me help you. I was bad on spring break.
You can be the lame club promoter. He's not like the party guy.
Stop.
He puts together a great atmosphere for a party.
So, tell me, spring break, what was the problem with me?
Wait, let me help you. Who has 3 beers in front of him and who has no beers
Nothing.
In front of
him? Thank you.
I am
the aging veteran who's just got one last fight left in him.
There we go.
That's who I am. And you know what you are?
He had half a beer. He bunched everybody else.
And you know what? And you know what you are?
And
you know what you are? You're the guy in his prime who takes his skills for granted and is a slob and is going to have a mediocre career. And 10, 15, 20 years later, it'll be off debated. Wow, what he could have been. That's who you are. Now tell me on spring break what I did wrong. I ran my credit card over and over and over again.
All right.
I did couch diving in the foyer. Risking arrest. I financed.
We snuck girls into the hotel.
Right.
We had to have wristbands in order to get in. And girls that we couldn't get in who didn't have wristbands.
We got them all in under the radar.
But did you wrangle the girls?
I brought
it. No.
Oh, really?
I was the.
Excuse me. Because I remember. Because I quite remember the. They're 19. They're 19. I said, what? They're adults. Get out. Get out. Get out of the game. Now. You were pulled, I stepped in, and we closed with the four BC girls. You were a wreck. And I love you to pieces. Great opening. You couldn't close.
So anyway,
point being is that no, there's no criticism to me. And then I got a security, and when security at 5 in the morning needed his $1,000 to go get whatever, like, donkeys and hookers he was going for, I was there providing it. You tell me where I'm being criticized, where I shouldn't be on this list. You take me off this list, there's no trip. Where's the trip coming from?
Okay.
You?
So who has a spot for sure? Who do we have so far?
Jesse, who's in so far?
Mari.
Mari, I'm still disappointed with the no smushing. That is like negative 5 points right there, Mari.
But Mari, let me say about Mari. Mari's kind of in my boat. Worked a lot, kept it real. But when she came into the studio... did her shots, remember, stumbled like to the bathroom during the show. I like that.
We have eight spots.
I like that.
Eight spots.
I like
that. What's going on, Jess?
She was honest. She could have lied.
Well, there's only seven people here.
Actions speak louder than words. She did. She drank. She did her shots here. She hung in with us.
So it's us and Alex.
So we have eight. If we have eight spots.
And Mari.
Yeah, all we need is Alex, and we're good to go.
We've got other after buzzers. No. It's not that simple.
Wait. What other after buzzers?
Want to be with us?
No, what after?
Probably not. No, they all hate us. So
wait. Wouldn't want to be. But I don't know Maria's. I don't know Maria's story, so I don't know. I don't know. Could Maria keep up?
Maria Menounos?
Yeah.
Can she hang on spring break?
She would feel very left out. We could be
sitting playing cards. For 10 minutes, would be into it. Right, no, she does. She doesn't like to be left out. So if she sees us having fun, oh, no. She has to be involved in the...
And this could be the lamest fun on earth.
Out.
She could get us all free shots all day.
Yeah, no, we would have... But, no, I have a backup. I said we'll go to Melina Perez, our original, like, spring break buddy. Definitely will come to the show with us in a second.
She was right there. She hung the whole time.
Danced and drank every single night away.
Okay.
Great. No, if we want our face to, like, get us into the places, done.
By the way, only you could get... I was introduced as the wet blanket, and suddenly I'm saying what a great partier I am. I'm trying to talk you down. Only you can make the 180 turn that quickly.
Well, hello. We're the Jersey Shore after show. All right.
You got me in the spirit.
Listen, we have till next week. We'll talk about who's going on the trip. Ian, we know what club you're in. You know, there's like three clubs right now that I deal with on a daily basis. There's the Get Shit Done Club. That's the club me and Phil are in. Then there's the.
I hope you were quick on the sensor there, Jesse.
And then there's the. What's the other club, Phil? Is the Let's Do Shit Later Club?
Yeah.
Ian's club?
Ian's club is shit will get done, just not by me.
That's the Ian club. Okay, so if you could just be part of my club the next 7 days in the Get Shit Done club and actually do the research to put the trip together, put the dates together. Chelsea's a professional.
Well, I'll just stay in my club and Phil will take care of it.
She can't just like disappear. Mari, same thing as TV One. Like she's got her crap going on. Roxy, whatever. But. Phil, same thing.
Oh, hate it.
So we need like planning. So can you do that for next week?
Being part of the club where I don't do it and somebody else gets it done, Phil will take care of it.
So guess what, Mari? So what you're hearing is there is going to be no family trip. Thank you, Ian.
Just ruined everybody's fun.
Mari, you know what, Mari? Will you call Karma for me?
No, I'm getting my phone out right now.
I will call Karma. I'm I'm already in New York, so it's not hard for me to drive down to the shore and meet you guys there this summer.
And
I'm down.
And you know the scam.
You guys are too.
And you know
I'll
the scam.
Be there regardless.
We are the largest. What's the scam that they make you throw out here, Phil? We are the largest new media platform on the web. And,
that's right. In fact, I think we're the only one.
We're the largest new media platform on the web. And what? And we're run by Maria Menounos, so you got to throw out all that crap. Get us in the door.
What do we want from Karma? What do we want to do there? We just want to go there for the night, or we want to broadcast?
Well, no, night? I'd like to be there 3 weeks, but like if we can at least do, like, I don't know, like a week or like 5 days.
At Karma. What do we want from Karma? What do we need Mari to get done?
I say, like, a Karma like Mari. Ari was already, like, into the culture of the whole thing. It's like, we need our booth, right, Mari? We want, like, our VIP section.
Okay.
And if we don't get safety, I have to hire security because we will get our asses kicked.
Killed.
Killed.
So security
because
at the table.
I have never seen guys so big so muscular and so scary looking. I mean, not even Boston. I mean, this is just insanity. We will get beat.
Like Ian, Roger, you won't, speaking of big.
Because, Ian, you have this way of pulling the thorn out of their paw, and they, like, love you. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's just something about you.
Although, we can't. Hey, well, you saved my ass the last time I almost got beat up.
The taxi cab story.
Tell the taxi cab story.
No. The taxi cab
story. That's pretty amazing.
Okay, a bunch of girls drove by. They were in the backseat of a taxi cab. The window was down. I said, Ian, you know what I would do if I were you? Not saying you should do it, but if I were you, I would dive straight through their window.
And they were making provocative.
So, no, wait, you're
like,
getting ahead on the story. So Ian just nodded and darted right toward the taxi and did a straight two
Superman.
Hands
yeah.
Oh yeah, dun, dun, dun,
right
dun,
into their laps, dun, right dun, into dun, their laps.
Bang, right through the window and onto the three girls' laps. And you know what? Because I knew they were DTF, these girls. Loving it, laughing. But the problem with the cabbie was is he was having so much fun with them, and then you totally
you ruined it
with a wet blanket to his.
I can't believe you
was not into the New Deal. They had music,
totally,
and they were dancing, and he was angry.
And
yeah.
He got out of the car.
Wait, this was in Cancun?
No.
Let's just say Cancun.
Yeah.
To
I
keep
have new
it
respect
safe.
For you, I gotta
so,
say.
No, he's amazing. Yeah. No, he was MVP. And so then the guy got out of the car to beat him up.
Yeah, so I run out of the car and he's on the other side and we start doing cat and mouse.
And he
was gonna kill me. I was dead.
Was
this guy is twice my size,
that
big.
Man.
He could have been a Karma that night.
He was a total gorilla juicer. And so, but I you have to confuse them, Ian. I showed you the patent interruption.
Amazing.
It's my technique.
Wait, we got to know this.
So these two are going at each other. This guy's like circling. Ian's running around the cab. He's chasing him around. The
like
girls are screaming.
Like a fire drill.
And
yeah.
So, just like wrestling, I come down the aisle. As in wrestling, they'd say, I'm coming down to make the save. So I run into the whole melee. And what do you think I did to stop it? Can anyone guess? Anyone?
Used your words.
No.
It was pattern interruption.
Grabbed one of the girls.
Nope. Someone had to get attacked. Someone had to get attacked. That's what you do. You attack. You don't defend.
You took the punch.
You took out the.
No,
cab driver?
I attacked. I did not take a punch. I attacked. I did not defend.
So you took the cab driver on.
No.
And that's what I thought. He was coming straight at
him.
I'm like, Kevin's going to. Yes.
No, it's an old technique.
Genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
Instead.
You went and attacked him?
I attacked Ian.
He came. How dare you? Jumped in that guy's cage, grabbed me by the collar, threw me against the.
You son of a bitch. You're ruining the cab business down here. This is why honest people like me can't take cabs.
Oh, my God.
And these poor girls are dead. And I start chasing him around the cab. The cab driver first is shaking his head like, yeah, yeah, you're right, man.
Oh
you're right.
God, this is genius.
And then he was confused. And I chased Ian off into the darkness.
Yeah. Never seen someone more confused. Like, what? As soon as he got me.
You're
like
he's bipolar, definitely. Like, something's wrong.
And we were
out.
And then, you know, and then we
and
we cracked.
And had a beer.
We couldn't stop laughing. We were about 100 feet from the guy, just laughing, you know. And
oh,
he just,
my God.
This is a good move.
Great
I like
move.
This.
Oh,
I think
I'm getting cut from the trip.
No.
My veteran shenanigans will pay off. I'm telling you, you're going to need the old guy in the game when you go up to. Roxy's not going to. I've already said Roxy's going to like go into this group. Her problem's going to be is she's going to say the wrong thing to a Guidette. This one doesn't know how to keep her mouth shut. We've talked about it before. You're going to say the wrong thing to a Guidette, and you're going
to
get your ass kicked.
I can talk about
it. There we go.
Chelsea, what are you going to do? You
know, I'm a good talker. I'll talk us right out of that.
Really?
Where's Mari? Mari, are you still here?
I'm still here.
Mari, are you going to back me too?
Mari will help.
Mari's like,
no. No, my God. What's little Mari going to do? Oh, my goodness. No, we need to keep her in her glass cage. She got us the VIP section. She's done.
You think I can't handle myself?
So
I just
can't handle yourself.
I want to get to the Jersey Shore.
You know, Snooki, you're really offending me.
Excuse me, Chelsea. Snooki.
I can do it.
Chelsea,
do it.
Really? So yeah. What are you going to say to them? No, these women are crazy.
No, I'm just gonna talk them down. Just kill them with kindness. They can't be upset about that. See, they want to fight. They want you to go neck to neck.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do it.
You know what I'm gonna do?
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna attack Roxy. Right there.
Okay,
that's
learning.
No, that's good.
Attack Roxy.
That's a great move. Well, we know that.
And then I'm gonna chase you out.
But now we let that one out.
I'm warning them slow.
No, they're not listening.
Listen, when all else fails, you know what I always say, Ian? Pay the VIG. In other words, write the check.
Yep.
So I'll be... No, plastic comes out. Everybody, drinks are on me for the night. I apologize, my friends. We were all overserved.
I would never.
Let's just agree to disagree.
Oh, my God.
You would never. Again, that's why you're going to be the problem.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I also would not say the wrong thing. You think, but I've dealt with a lot of people.
Roxy, I've seen you in action. Like, you don't know how to keep, no.
Roxy's gone up to celebrities and been like, oh, hey, it's you. And really offended some of them.
Yeah, no. This one, forget it. All right. Chelsea.
What are you doing? Listen,
Chelsea.
Yes.
Let's,
I'm here.
Because you're the most professional out of all of us in terms of reporting. You're more experienced than Mari. Mari's second. But let's break down tonight's show, okay,
at some point.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
A little tangent.
I'm very tense.
Are you guys okay? Is this good?
I don't know. This is going to carry on, I think, through the night.
It always does. I haven't seen him in a year and a half. Like, oh, hey, I'm here to host. Are you kidding me? Why don't you go to Idol? Go to the Glee Show. What are the other, stupid shows?
It would be a much warmer reception. I might.
Yeah,
I might go to the Idol.
Go do Archer.
No, we got a good show.
Go do Archer. Why are you on my show? I'm here.
Courtney wouldn't do this to me.
Yeah, no, go
Courtney
to the game.
Courtney Stewart would not do this to me. I can promise you that.
Go do the game.
The game's on our side, by the way.
They
feel...
Yeah.
They're DVR.
Yes!
You know what?
I don't know if you could handle the game.
I have caught people coming into the studio, the screening room, that just... the game, it cuts into our DVR time. If it's a choice between that and the game, we're going to cancel the game.
So here's the red.
Where's the nice show, Phil? Where can I be welcome?
American Idol.
Idol. They're amazing. They write.
If you want to sing and dance.
Yes, they write music. They dance during the show. Will you play that drop for me? Play Mari's drop right now. Jesse,
let's hear this.
I can't get enough of this. Jess, come on. But anyway. Here it goes. Yeah, that's Idol.
I thought after last week that wasn't me anymore.
Yeah, but then we found out you didn't smush.
You didn't smush.
But beyond that, no, Ian, why here? Why now? Why our show? There's so many other. But let's talk about the poor game. My brother's at the game and sister's at the game. Same thing. One of the highest rated shows on AfterBuzz. Right, Phil? You have the stats.
It is. As well as on TV.
And they're pushed out of the screening room. And then forget Jersey Shore. We barely got video. This is only our second video. Okay? And so what I've just said, I said, okay. I said, okay, Phil, fine. You tell them because Phil has to deal with them because obviously I'm not. I get a little anxious. I get a little nervous. I get upset. So we've decided I'm not the guy to communicate with management. But I said, all right, tell your precious people at AfterBuzz TV, how are they like this for a show? AfterBuzz TV, the race wars. So it's like me, us in the game, join forces and let's go. Let's take on Idol, Glee, all these other shows on this network. Every single one of them.
Well, it needs it.
One by one.
And by the way. You're left-wing, liberal, Jewish guy. You'd be you would be our lawyer, who defended OJ.
Our lawyer.
You'd be amazing, Ian. This is where it's I don't agree with them.
I'm not going to put my morals.
I don't agree with them, but at the same time, I defend their right. Yeah, Ian, you're
you do have a
guy.
Right to say it. You do have a right to say it.
I knew it.
you know
I'm
so well.
Open mouth. Like, what is
that's what we're doing. I'm so excited. All right, so Ian, we're going to like.
And let me answer your question while I'm here. Because right. Jersey Shore, this show full of debauchery, and which is clearly translated to this studio, needs a counterpoint. There has to be a voice of sanity here. And I feel like every time I come on here.
You have 29 shows on the network that are counterpoints.
Yeah, exactly. This is our time.
It's like coming on like O'Reilly or Bill Maher or any show. Like the one voice, you get drowned out. You don't get your opinion. Everyone else jumps on you. Somebody much stronger than me. I can't handle it. Somebody needs to come on here and set everyone
straight.
All
right, who are you going to get? Well, like, what champion are you going to get? To
like, you
get
like Paul O'Reilly Ashton. Right now? Did you just literally equate this show to O'Reilly?
Not you so much or the show. Really, Kevin is mostly comparing to Bill O'Reilly.
How do you feel about that, Kevin? Let me jump into the interviewer position.
Where's Roxy's out? She's gone.
I'm violent.
Tissues. I'm about to run.
Okay, yep. All right. What? Chelsea, tell
people just
can you just leave the show like
have
that?
Have fun. Let me know how it goes.
You don't want her to
that's
that
great.
On
so there goes Roxy. Terrific.
I don't think that's good great. For anybody.
Hey, you know what, Roxy? Make yourself useful and bring me another beer or don't come back to the show. And I mean it. I want another beer or don't even sit there. Chelsea, please.
Hey, maybe Kent, do you have the Ronnie and Sammy relationship with Roxy right now? Are you just swinging from one to the other? You are volatile.
No, she's like more like Snooki. You're more like Sammy. We got like that whole thing going because you're more. I've said it from the beginning. Sammy is what she is, but she's grounded. She's normal. She's more like gotta crack the beer for me. Stop it. Popped at 14.
She's full of shenanigans too.
She doesn't know how to open a beer. Chelsea, please. Help me.
Help you? I know. I don't know.
Let's start breaking the show down.
Okay,
please.
We're going to break the show down.
Oh, my God.
Should we all take a moment of silence and just reflect on what just happened?
I'm fine.
Kevin's not capable. Let's be honest. There's no moments of silence.
I plead.
You
know what?
You don't apologize to me. Listen, I'm the only one drinking here.
Chelsea, can I tell you? I'm with you, honey.
Yeah.
But can I tell everyone who your dad is?
You can.
And I know because I've been drinking, I'm emotional.
Go ahead and get emotional. Just don't make me cry.
No, I won't. My first boss in this business was Stephen J. Cannell. And for you younger people, you may know him through the most recent incarnation of the A-Team, the movie. But this guy provided the most amazing television, starting with the Rockford Files, which is going to be like way, way, way light years before all of you, but was fantastic. And my favorite story about your dad was, as a writer myself in my sane moments, was the fact that when he started out doing Rockford, and you may know this story mm-hmm. or you may not because you're so young, but when he did Rockford Files, it was the same time that Hawaii Five-0 was incredibly popular, the original Hawaii Five-0. And I'm a, like, crazy Hawaii Five-0 fan. I own Jack Lord's suit that he wore. I have the solid gold pistol that Elvis Presley presented to Jack Lord. I own that. I mean, I am nuts for Hawaii Five-0. However, at the time, Hawaii Five-0 was with CBS. And Rockford, I think was NBC. Jesse, will you check that? Was Rockford NBC or ABC? And I'm like, I can't believe I don't know this. And I really apologize.
Neither do I.
Okay, I know. No, as I said, you were a baby if you weren't even around at that point. But so it's okay for you. But this is such a great story. And so CBS told your dad, it was NBC or ABC. And I'm going to make a guess. ABC. No, NBC. Shoot, I'm on the fence about this.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, the network told your dad, listen, we don't like the idea that this Jim Rockford guy is this detective who lives in a trailer, has no money, always loses, can't fist fight.
NBC.
Mm-hmm. NBC. NBC. Thanks, Jess.
Gotta go with your gut.
So NBC said to your dad, like, listen, what is this? This is a private investigator who can't fight. Who doesn't get chicks, mm-hmm. who doesn't make money, who lives in a trailer. Like, whoa. His car is like, yeah, it's a Firebird, but it's stripped. Like such, this is how much into the details your dad was. It wasn't like the cool, like, version, which was the Trans Am 6.6 Bandit version you saw in all the Smoking the Bandit movies. It was the Firebird stripped version. And you know, NBC was like, "This isn't. Come on, this isn't working. This isn't what people want to see." And you know, just look what they're doing at Hawaii Five-0. You know, you've got this like chiseled-jawed actor Jack Lord, and he's just mean, and he's tough, and he's never ever wrong. And that was what I loved about the consistency of the character of McGarrett. Never wrong. Sized you up in 5 minutes. Done. At the same time, Jim Rockford, your dad's character, was human. He was flawed, and it was like he always misread situations. He always came up on the losing end of things. And he struggled. He was very gray, which is very real, and which is what you're seeing in our greatest characters today on TV. Your dad was doing that back in 75. And the network said to him, you know what? We don't want this anymore, and you need to make these changes. And you know what your dad did? He went and said, he told Jim Garner, the star of Rockford, who, by the way, wanted a kiss on the lips from a French kiss from Maria Menounos, and she got like all wigged out. And I'm like,
it's Jim Garner.
Thank you. It's Jim Garner. Open your mouth, stick out your tongue, and pucker the F up. It's Jim Garner.
That's cute.
And no, and she hugged him, and she was fine afterwards. But she's like, I didn't know. Well, you should know. God did it. James L. Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he told Jim. So your dad, Stephen Cannell, Jay Cannell, tells Jim Garner, like, listen, these are the changes they want to make, but like, this isn't the show. And what I love about Garner, he was like, you know what? It's not the show. The two of them stage a sit out on the set.
Wow, I've never heard this.
They just sat there on the set and were like, you know what? We're not shooting. If that's the show you want, then you know what? Fly in Jack Lord to play Jim Rockford.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you something right now. That is, and you can bleep it out afterwards, that's effing balls, you guys. That's like, and back then, not today when you have 500 channels and options. Mm-hmm. You try standing up to three networks. There was no Fox even. There was no CW. Three networks. Where were they going to go? And yet, nope, we're sticking to our guns. And thank God for, and again, those suits, it was for their own good. Little did they know. But thank God as an audience that they stuck to their guns and were like, well, good, we're not filming. We're not doing it. And guess what? One of the most underrated and greatest series ever made makes Garner a giant star. Of course, like Ignites Your Dad, but provides us as fans with some of the best entertainment. And so when I got to work for your dad, my first job out here, it was just such an honor because and the show we were doing was this cheesy game show. I don't even want to say the name. Your dad was wildly successful at this point. He had done A-Team. He'd done Simon. And as a kid, I just wanted to hear stories about those shows from all the people who had worked on them. But here we were like these like writers on this like cheesy little game show. And your dad like was so gracious to come onto the set. He was like, I want to meet the writers. He's like, because he considered himself a writer at heart. He's like, yes, I'm this giant producer. I've made all the, but right, I'm a writer first. And I want to meet the writers of like this, like the dumbest, lamest game show. But he's like, no, at the end of the day, they're writers. And I want to meet them. And so he came and he like shook. And I'm like, my hand's shaking because I like, you know, I like just, I knew who he was and everything he'd done. And it just, it's like those little things that give you that kind of inspiration the rest of your career. And then later, I'll tell you, if for you screenwriters, if you Google like how to write a screenplay, this is the most, or how to write an action movie, this is the most amazing interview, or it probably was an interview printed about your dad that remains today. And if you just take the time to Google that and print it, you'll have what you need to write an action movie. He breaks down act one, act two, act three. It's unbelievable. So I'm just, you know, I'm so excited to be here. Sadly, he's probably spinning in his grave over Jersey Shore.
He probably is.
But I have to give you a prop. So anyway, like, I bow to him, bow to you and your family. You guys are amazing. Now, like, take us through tonight's episode.
Oh, gosh. You got all heavy on me.
I'm so sorry.
Now I got to get back
I'm
to the
so
Jersey
sorry.
Show. No, that's okay. Really, you know, hey, it's always nice to hear new stories, especially stuff I haven't heard before. So that was cool. Thank you for sharing.
And now,
are you guys ready to get back to Jersey Shore? You guys are so lost. You're like, what just happened?
I'm with you. I'm ready and moving on. Let's go.
All right. So the finale, like a lot of different things happening in tonight's finale. I know we have a lot to talk about. Should we just start with Ron and Sammy? Like, what is happening?
Yeah, let's get them over with because I'm so done.
Oh, really? So they're like, we don't finish with them. We start with them. Oh, wow. They're that insignificant.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think I'm done talking about them. Honestly, we're looking at them right now. It's the same story. During the show, Chelsea turned over to me and said, how long are they going to do this for? And I said, you know, however long we're going to watch it for.
Which was a good point.
We need to email them 1,000 times or Twitter them, whatever it is. We're done. We're done, we're done, we're done.
But are we really done or are we Sammy done. Done? Are we
I'm
Sammy done?
We're done,
done
really?
Are we really done.
Done?
I'm done.
We, wait, nobody, wait, no one else is enjoying this entertainment-wise at all? Nobody is?
I think no.
I don't think anyone's enjoying this. I totally agree
resounding
with Roxy. We're done. I think, honestly, it needs to be almost like, you know how people were so over Heidi and Spencer, and then people were like, you know, in order to get rid of them, we just need to stop paying attention.
Okay, Mari.
I love Jersey Shore. I just need to stop paying attention to their relationship.
Mari.
We need to stop paying attention because they annoy
Thank
me.
You.
Please, I love you. You know that. You know you're like my Sammy. You're the Sammy to my Ronnie. But I have to say this. Please never compare anyone from the Jersey Shore.
That's what made you upset.
To any of the pagans.
Okay.
On
I wasn't
the hills.
Comparing them. I was
the
comparing
no,
the
you
annoying
said,
level
no,
of their relationship.
Please, you
the
said,
level
you said
is what
they
I was
are
comparing.
The Spencer and Heidi, and I'm staying calm now. I'm trying to like keep this together. I don't want another suspension. I want to do this show. I want to do next week's show. I want to go to the shore in the summer. I want to have our nice family trip. I want this to go well. I'm just saying. Never, ever again. Because as I said, Chelsea, I said this to you during the commercial break. I've said this like in 18 of these like podcasts. Like, okay, end of the day, I know Ian, they're insane. Okay, these are all good kids.
Yeah.
And the Oxygen's Bad Girls Club, The Hills, heinous human beings. And I've met them all. I've drank with them all. And they suck. I didn't want to be drinking with them. I'm telling you now, horrible.
But I don't care how good Boston, these kids are.
Horrible. Like no.
Drinks didn't even make them better. That's when you know it's
no,
bad.
No, drinks made me want to hit them.
You know, are you going to stand by this? This show is going to be yanked by tomorrow.
I'm telling you now, like, these are good kids. They're just honest, and they're, you know, they're a little kooky, like myself. But no, not quite. As a friend of mine said a long time, not quality human beings. So please, if we'll all just, let's just please, can we just ban that? You've banned all the F-bombs, you know, on the
No
show.
Spidey talk.
That's
please,
fine.
No Spidey talk. Not in the sense where we're comparing it to our kids. Like, these guys are amazing.
Right, but you know what? I don't think Mari was
Spencer
saying
Spencer is as close
like
to
people.
Satan as anyone I can think. What? And you're like, what, I'm afraid of him? Ian, really?
This
no,
drunk, really?
You're soaking it in. Being. You're just soaking it in is what's happening.
Really?
That's,
that guy?
That's all that's happening.
Horrible.
I thought you were going to cast him in the next movie with you.
Okay.
Yeah, not so bad.
Okay, that's different. All right, that's business. All right, go ahead, Roxy. What are you going to say? I'm so
just going to say, I don't think Mari was saying that they're horrible people or that she doesn't love
them. But don't
ever
compare to those
yes,
two.
Agreed. I think she learned her lesson. Mari, ever comparing them again
Please.
To the Hills?
I'm never comparing them again, but I'm going to give you my take on Ronnie and Sammy
Let's
and
hear
what happened.
Thank you.
Tonight.
All right, but because you don't want to get me going on Southern California.
Okay, the word spicy is banned
Please.
From my language for tonight.
All right.
But I am going to say the reason why the relationship bothers me is we see this in every episode. And remember at the end of the episode, the dog shat on the carpet mm-hmm. and
right.
the situation was like, that is like that relationship. For
yeah. All right, no, all right.
Was
that's
totally
fine.
Totally dead
fine.
On when he said that. There, it's too
the
much.
Situation.
I'm glad that it's over.
Oh.
Even though Sammy clearly doesn't want it to end, I'm glad that Randy.
What
that,
do you
I'm
mean? You're
glad
it's over?
Are you guys kidding yourself?
And you think it's over?
No, it's
nothing
not
is over. Nothing. Come on, play me Rambo.
It is not.
I mean, Jesse, I got to go do your job, too.
They're still dating.
Get me in there from Rambo.
But here's the thing, right?
Jesse? Yeah.
It's after the season. It's over. We're in Rome. No. I think whole different dynamic there.
Oh,
I,
no.
Doesn't really matter. No.
No. No. I'm
That's
your
like
child.
A straight up addiction right there. Some people just got killed.
Nothing is over.
I think it was
nothing.
Sweet.
Wait, so I want to say one thing. I was reading an interview with Sally Ann, one of the creators of the show.
Love Sally Ann.
And
love her.
The interviewer, who I can't remember who was interviewing at the time, but had asked her, "Aren't you over? Don't you feel there's a place where you have to step in as creator when you see that Ronnie and Sam or this relationship and how violent it can get?" And she was like, "You guys only see 15 minutes a day." She said, "I see 14 hours a week, and watching these kids in the confessional," and she's grown to really love these kids. She was like, "That as sick as people will get of Sam and Ronnie, she understands their love." And, you know,
oh, that, which is why I love me my Sally Ann. No, because she's one of them.
She, oh, by the
I'm
interview,
one of
she
them.
Was.
Yo, she is. Well, that's why the show works.
You know what, though? I do get that. I get the need for extreme love. And it's almost
I've
like bleeding
there.
Love, you
I've
know?
I've been there.
Well, it's like
you've never been there?
No. I've had a relationship like that.
Yeah, it's just an unhealthy relationship.
Yeah. Oh, but usually when you're.
You've had one, Ian.
No.
Oh, yes, you have.
Not quite to this extent. I mean, this definitely, like, if we
this
were giving
a
award.
No, when Ian drank, he was awesome. Ian was the Ronnie, non-violent, but when you
drank,
you were awesome.
The truth is, that's why I can't watch this, because I lived it.
You were awesome. Where's that guy?
Wait. What do we have to do? Is that really the issue here?
No, Chelsea.
That's the truth?
Legit. He was amazing. I'm telling you, this is the guy that, like, if again we go back to athletics, this was the guy that like came out in his career like the first 2-3 years amazing, got the big contract, and then just fell apart on us.
What happened?
And what
like
happened?
I was too good at it. I
no,
was like...
he was like he drank and like no, he alienated himself and he blamed people and he fought with a girlfriend and he wanted to get married and
oh
he didn't.
My God.
He was awesome.
Now where is
he
now?
He was awesome.
What's the status?
She's married to some other like just knucklehead, right? Some, right? Isn't she like just some like Chicago civilian?
Wait, for which one?
Chicago
oh, yeah.
Civilian.
I went through two. It's,
oh, goodness.
But you're okay.
I knew this was going to happen. We're going to make this about
Ian,
me.
Listen, Ian, if we
could. You're getting a little red.
By the way, no, Ian, when we went to Cancun, you were like, you had the moment, you said to us, all right. If I have to drink, I will. And then it worked without you drinking. What do we have to do to get you to drink down at the shore? Or can you drink at the shore? Just because, Ian, I know you well enough to know you have the willpower. You're not the guy who's going to drink 7 days and then, like, that's it. You're on the bender for 10 years. Like, you are.
I think it's almost a Charlie Sheen thing. Like, it would blow your mind. Like, you would not be able to handle it.
I said we will get security. We're going to have security. We're going to have we're going to have hired goons, or we'll have to go old school and get our old goon. But
I want old goon. I want old goon.
Old goon's going to fight like this.
Yes.
He's not professional. He's going to be drinking, and as good as he is, he's 10 gorilla juicers. I don't know.
So drunk?
So I need. I'm talking, we're going to have the guys in the black Armani suits with the hands folded. And just like putting up the palm of the hand across the chest. If anyone comes near us, excuse me. That's the type of security I'm going to get.
It's almost like I'll have diplomatic immunity. Like I can go and just do.
Well, they don't like that, but yes, in a sense, yes. So we're going to. So maybe
I'm in. What can I say? Let's do it.
Ian, what about the end of the trip? So we can get pre-Ian the first like 2 or 3 days, and then we'll get post-Ian.
All right, and there's no work we're gonna need to do. This is like a truce.
No. The work is we're gonna have to broadcast from there, at some point.
Oh, even better.
But you're altering.
No, because we have to lie to management.
I hope
we're
you
doing
guys
something.
Are lying to me that we're actually doing this because
you might not be invited. Because you know what, you like keep us off your invite list. Why should we invite you?
What are you talking
when
about?
When do we
excuse
get?
Excuse me, Acapulco,
take
Cancun.
You can't even
remember
where
I think you were invited, Phil.
Yeah, 100 times.
Whoa!
You didn't know where.
Let Phil have the floor, people.
And so let me go at you, Chelsea.
Yes.
Why didn't I know where she was going?
Ooh.
Why didn't you know where?
Why didn't I know?
Because you don't listen?
Because I was not told nor invited.
I feel like you might have been invited.
About
I feel like I was
times.
Here.
When did I didn't get an email. I didn't get a text.
Well,
I didn't get a friendly hey.
I haven't yet hacked into your BlackBerry. Or
well, you
iPhone,
guys, as I said a thousand times, more than welcome to come.
How many emails do you get, Roxy? Of
nope,
like, there's
nope. Rocks,
AfterBuzz TV
God.
Hosting a dinner party, hosting
well,
there's concerts,
okay.
There's
no,
Rocks,
don't invite
Rocks.
Me.
Rocks.
But,
no, don't spin the heat on
Bill?
Us.
No,
you weren't a part of the team at that point.
I haven't gotten those emails.
You weren't a part of the team.
Chels,
are you ready?
No, Chels, listen to me. No,
I'm not going if Roxy doesn't come.
Listen to me. I'm old school. I'm Jersey Shore. We're loyal. I'm like the sitch. No, you
okay.
Look at me, you know, you and Poppy, me, the whole scam, we're in, you are in,
okay,
you're under the grandfather right. clause. Now.
Are you ready?
You.
Well,
no,
you,
I'm not even.
If you keep talking,
no.
I can't respond.
I don't want a response. Okay. I got your response, was you're always invited. No.
Fine, ready?
Yeah,
don't
what?
Invite me.
Okay, good.
Your loss.
Good. My loss. Really?
Really.
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 Oh, my goodness. Really? You're
really?
Going to stand behind that? You really
She's
think that's my
star.
Loss?
Really?
This one. No. You have not invited us to anything across the board.
I've gone one place in 2 years, and that was Cabo.
You bet.
And
oh,
I
my
had,
goodness.
And you guys can
And
come.
How many parties at USC? There have been no AfterBuzz invites. Nothing. Yet, I have to say, Phil, for some of the other nerds on this network, always like, oh, come to the Viper Room. Come
yeah.
to, like I see up on the board, everyone invited.
That's right.
When we come into the green room, it's everyone invited. Nothing.
That's right. And then, you know,
Nothing.
At first they're coming.
And I tell you, crap attitude. No, this one's out. Jesse, get her off the list right now.
Okay.
Done. Now we just lost one. Who's next?
We'll see.
Mari, you want to leave too? Mari, you
no.
going to come to
no, Mari
yeah, see,
invites
Mari,
us.
That's my Mari. See, we're like Sammy. We're just connected in an unhealthy way. It's okay.
Can I bring it back to something you said about the show?
Please.
The situation being loyal, that you're loyal.
Oh, my God. So much courage.
You're the least loyal person.
Wait a second. The situation went out on a limb. And, he laid it on the line. And then at the end, he was man enough to apologize and say, I'm sorry. I get crazy because I stick by my friends. Salt of the earth.
I think everyone knows somebody like
salt
that who just
earth.
Loves to create.
No,
like, to,
what?
To
that's
ruin
who do I know like that? That's salt of the earth. You know what I know? I've my three clubs, and then what are my three clubs? Get It Shit Done Club, the I'm going to do it later club, the what's the third one, Phil? Ian's club.
She will get
it's
done.
Someone
just
someone,
someone
else
will
do
it.
And then I told everyone about the fourth club, which
what
has been,
that?
Oh my God, 42 years running. This thing is like the Skull and Bones. It's an old elite club.
How do we
you know,
get into that?
What is the club, Ian? Tell everyone
what
the club what
is.
It's the We Don't Appreciate Kevin Undergaro Until He's got Dead and Gone.
Gone club.
No.
Amazing club. No, I'm telling you right
that
now.
That club doesn't
that
exist.
That club has been around for a long
Too
time.
Too many
members. Membership
oh
is a capacity.
God. Oh, my God.
I can
no.
give you a list bigger
oh yeah.
than this of
yeah.
all the members.
Oh, my God. Tons of members.
There's
oh my,
a lot of members?
They are booming.
Wait,
like
hold
membership
on.
Is at an all-time high. There's dues that they pay, tons of money.
They pay to be in this club.
Oh, you should.
Roxy's kind of in that club.
Oh, look at Phil. When did Phil? When did Phil turn into like your propaganda master? Goebbels is on.
Okay, now here's the thing. I'm the bad guy now, and I can say this because I'm part Jewish. Here you are, as this is the Jewish left now.
Right to
Pulling
the
it
right
back
to
at
the
us,
Nazi.
Right? Oh, here we are as the Nazis. Nice job, Ian. Real nice. Real nice, Ian. I thought you were going to defend us when we got together with the game. I guess I was wrong.
I don't like Kevin with four beers.
Okay, hold on. Yeah,
beers.
Let's defend Roxy here.
Four on the way over.
I feel like not having Roxy on the trip's like not bringing Snooki.
I
like,
know, but it is. It
that?
Is. No, it is. I give her her due. She's amazing.
She's
LeBron James, Kobe Bryant.
Why did you try to kick me off the trip? Why do you want me?
Because
gone?
We get no invites from you. Why should we invite you
but
to our deal?
Why should I invite you when I get no invites from you?
You get invites all the time.
Roxy, really?
Whoa!
Thank you.
Oh, Roxy,
oh
are you coming
God.
To the Viper Room? Yes, Phil, I'm coming
Roxy,
to the Viper Room.
We need to shoot a reel for you. Roxy, we need headshot. I am on you.
Yeah.
I am on it like a bonnet
okay,
for your
well,
life and
say,
career.
You're right. I shouldn't have flipped it that way. I do get invited
Seriously.
To things. But that being said, I literally have gone to one thing, and I invited you guys.
What
I did not
was
email,
one thing?
I did not text,
what was the
but
one
I
thing?
Said,
I never got
if you'd
invite.
Like to come to Cabo, come. Meanwhile.
Never got the invite.
No.
Did anyone get the invite? Oh, maybe
you
I'm
heard.
Wrong.
I did.
Oh, Ian got
I'm
the
checking
invite.
The email now. Actually.
Okay.
There's no
Check
email. Apparently, it's verbal.
I said no
Ian
email,
got no
email.
No, excuse
no text
me. Ian got the invite. I was
Ian
wrong.
Ian was invited. He was, and he went, didn't you?
Ian and I had a really good time.
They're actually dating.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
I broke news.
So what's it like to date Roxy?
The sex is great. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she went right for the sex. I was going to talk about that. I didn't know what was appropriate. Our dinner dates.
We've gone so long that we're now into the life and times of R.J. Barger. Yeah, you know what? I've actually got drunk with that. You know what? The head writer of this show, New Year's Eve, got him Bush. I hooked him up.
Got him Bush?
Yeah.
He got laid. He got laid.
I reeled him in. I reeled. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah. Round of applause for that.
Okay.
That was amazing.
Chels, we get us back on track.
It's going to be revealed that he's married, by the way, the head writer of this.
Yeah. So what?
I'm like, not even sure.
We all lose at some point. We really do. We all lose
winning.
At some point. No, we win, but at some point, no. In the end,
I think I lost
trust
tonight.
Me, we all lose.
I lost.
Chels, get us back on track, honey.
Kevin, I'm not really sure how to write this ship. I feel like we've gone in.
No, we're all shaming Ronnie. We're all situations.
I'm going to get us back on track because there's something I've been wanting to say, Kevin. You were talking about how the situation is so loyal,
right,
but I really think
Mari.
Tonight he
what?
Totally overstepped his boundaries in his friendship. I think that there's a difference between being protecting Ronnie and getting in the middle of a relationship. He overstepped his boundaries by calling the guy. He overstepped his boundaries by getting involved, and that was for Sammy and Ronnie to deal with,
okay.
Not for him to get involved.
Mari.
No. Okay.
Mari.
When the crowd shuts up. I will say this, Mari. Sammy and Ronnie have gotten the house involved how many times?
And
the situation.
Mari, maybe Kevin and Phil don't understand the dynamics of a good friendship. Could that be what's wrong here?
Yeah, they totally did.
The thing
me,
is,
right? I'm so
watching
hurt.
It tonight reminded me
you
of something in my own life. It reminded me of, so my boyfriend has a roommate, a best friend, who he's a great guy, but sometimes he gets involved in our relationship and will comment and be like, oh, you guys have been fighting a lot.
Because you're,
like,
you're not smushing! That's right!
Because
he's concerned! Because he's concerned! Oh my God! This show has labeled us as Nazis. We've gone against the black people.
And
we're going against people that have the courage to go on a limb because they love you enough. He loves his roommate. He loves you enough to say, hey, you know, okay, so you know what? Let's put him back under his rock. Okay, let's let everyone bomb Libya. I think it's a great call. Let's keep Saddam in power. No, I'm good. I'm good now. I'm totally straight. I say, let's just let it all go. I love that. Mari, you know what? You've just made me see the light. That's how it is. So let's get you. Can I talk to your boyfriend's roommate at some point?
Should we put him on the phone?
I want to talk to him because you know what? I don't want him wasting 20 years of his life as I have. Caring enough about the people in his life, as poor situation is, to end up like this, to end up as a victim, to have his own club. Like, what's my club? I don't appreciate Kevin Undergaro till he's dead club.
Dead and gone.
Yeah, and that's going to be his club. You know what? I it's not a good club to have.
That's
trust
gonna be
me.
Ronnie's club?
I need to get your boyfriend's roommate into the who gives what is it the who gives a shit club or let's do it later
that,
club.
Yeah.
Whatever club it is, it's not that club. Can I talk to him, Mari? Off air, Mari. I want his information. Believe me, I'm going to tell them, leave them alone. Don't worry about it. Let them do their own thing because you know what? It doesn't pay. No, because it doesn't pay to care. Oh, well, well, well. Look who's here through the doorway hiding. Are you going to come in? Are you going to come in? Oh, wow. It's the boss.
Oh, we get fired!
I think we're being taken off the air. Is what's going on here?
Come on,
oh my God.
Jesse, can we, Phil?
What's
can we get
going
them?
On here? I see lots of green
it's
bottles.
It's very heated right now.
It's heated. You came in at the perfect moment.
Right. You're blocking one camera. Like, okay, you own all this crap. Let's just walk around, do what you want. You know what, Maria?
What kind of this is awesome. Well, when you're four beers in.
I'm actually eight beers in. Why don't you pour some on the mic?
Your voice.
No,
I know.
Why don't you pour some on the microphone? Because just you cross every camera, you do what you want. Have fun. Have fun, really.
Immediately, beer to mouth. She's like, oh, what is it?
Who are you?
I'm out. I'm done.
Okay, cool.
Have you seen the finale? We're getting back to the cinematography.
Well, since we haven't started the finale yet.
We haven't even talked about it yet.
Yeah, you're being framed right now. Look at what's in front of you on camera. Being framed.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Roxy. Thank you. Hello.
I have a feeling this episode will never air.
I feel management has decided to step in. The episode will be edited for archival purposes. It's going to be 2 minutes total.
2 minutes? You're going to cut this to 2 minutes? Oh my God, that's going to be a 3-day job. It's been rough.
Wait, yeah. What are we talking about?
We're talking about the situation's courage on on the Jersey Shore.
Was it season finale tonight?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
I've been too busy. This is sad.
Let's
bring Elise in. Come on, Elise.
Come on in.
Elise wants to know how her daughters can get their stomach pumped at the age of 14. Roxy, Elise, take my seat. Management is fired. I've received word that I've been fired.
Okay, so how...
You've been fired because there's no drinking on the job. What is this?
This is bad influence.
This is what happens when you don't come in.
I've been drinking water.
We're all drinking.
You've got the glassy red eyes. Yeah. No, you don't necessarily.
No,
his voice, I can hear.
When I came to LA, they forced me to take vodka shots while hosting.
Mari, I love it. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Mari, good, how are you?
She was trying to tell us why the situation overstepped his boundaries tonight, because he completely got in the middle of Ron and Sammy.
As if he's never done that before, but anyway.
Kevin thinks that he's joining the nobody appreciates me until I die club. And
did he pull that on you tonight, too?
That's
we learned about that club.
Did he bring me up in that?
No, you were not in that. You were not implicated at all.
At least I wasn't defamed.
You were not brought up. Just Nazis and Ian.
Okay.
Nazis. Yeah. Nazis. And Libya. We threw some Libya in there at one point.
How interesting. Yeah. Ian,
and Heidi and Spencer are the devils.
So now, here's my question.
Had a rough night as well.
Jersey Shore finale, was it everything you expected it to be?
Guys, I don't know if you guys care right now, but Phil and Kevin are in the green room smashing things up right now. I don't know if you guys care or not. Maybe we should get back to the Jersey Shore. But
you know what? Us girls are going to get the show back on track
while they
go smash things in the green room.
Yes.
Okay, so to answer your question, I was a little disappointed. Too much Sammy and Ronnie. I'm over it. We're over it. I didn't want to see it anymore.
So now the next season starts when? Because I know they went to Rome, right?
Right. I don't think they've announced the date yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they're
going in an April.
Date, yeah.
You know, it's really sad for me because I'm embarking on this like crazy book tour. My book comes out in like 2 weeks, and so I've been so involved in that and traveling like a crazy person and doing pre-shows and all these things that I've been doing that I haven't been able to watch. So, you know, I started AfterBuzz doing Jersey Shore last summer, and I've not made yet another appearance since. And Kevin is giving me the finger now with a beer in his mouth. I guess I should have never brought the Bud Light beer bottles over here. It was obviously my fault. I brought them here on St. Patrick's
no
Day
good
for
deed.
Them to enjoy.
No good deed.
So, well, that's unfortunate.
It absolutely was.
Thank you. That was interesting.
Okay. But the episode was a little disappointing.
Yeah, what did you guys think?
I haven't been tuning in a lot, but I was very disappointed
Ian,
by the episode.
So lame.
I was introduced
you know what,
as the
Maria,
wet blanket.
I want your opinion on something. I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
Basically, Sammy and this guy, we tried to figure out when they hooked up. It turns out they hooked up when she was 21. She's now 23. Does Ronnie have a right to be mad about that? They hooked up before.
Okay,
they
now by hook up, you missed the most important part. She lied about it multiple times.
Wait,
okay,
but
wait.
By hook up they mean kissed, made out.
Well, that's we don't know that. We don't know that. There could have been.
Yeah, no.
Explain,
which is a cardinal sin. Cardinal sin.
Kevin's now.
And lied about it. I don't care.
Shut off his microphone.
Excuse me, Lush. Okay, excuse me, Lush. You know, people's eardrums are important to them.
No, it's okay. Replaceable.
You're like, we don't have them anymore. Okay, so at 21, she made...